Television is not known for perfect fidelity to science concepts, and Scorpion is no different. NSTA reviewer Jacob Lickenstaff points out how teachers can make use of the mistakes and exaggerations to introduce concepts like conduction, convection, and radiation.
My name is Walter O'Brien, and I'm a genius.
Walter!
Einstein had an IQ of 165. Mine's 197.
Sign them, and I'll tell you how I hacked into NASA.
The television series Scorpion is loosely based on the life experiences of the show's creator and executive producer, Walter O'Brien. The show stars Elias Gabel as Walter O'Brien, a self-described genius leading a team of talented folks who solve high-pressure, unusual problems. The team also includes Happy, a mechanical genius, Toby, a psychologist who understands individual and group behavior, and Sylvester, who's described as a human calculator. In the pilot episode, they meet Paige and her son, Ralph. Ralph is a 9-year-old version of Walter, a genius misunderstood by everyone around him. Paige waits tables in a diner, but she can translate between the misfit geniuses on the Scorpion team and normal people. This skill results in an invitation to join the team at the end of the pilot episode. Agent Cabe Gallo, played by Robert Patrick, who you might remember from The X-Files and Terminator 2, is with the Department of Homeland Security, and he is also a regular character. He has some sort of history with O'Brien, but seeks out Scorpion's help when a software glitch in air traffic control threatens to bring down a number of passenger jets. In the end, the government hires Scorpion to solve problems that regular law enforcement and emergency response channels cannot handle. In the interest of full disclosure, I must acknowledge that I have not seen every episode of Scorpion, so there may be some better science in episodes I've not watched. Those I have seen included a mixture of MacGyver-like exaggerations of real science and some out-and-out errors that could be used to kick off a discussion in class. By MacGyver-like exaggeration, I refer, of course, to the classic 1980s TV series, where the main character used his brains and random bits of stuff to build bombs, cut metal bars, and do other amazing things. His tricks were usually based on real science, but dramatically overestimated the effect. One of my favorites was when he needed to pick up a metal capsule that had fallen down a storm drain. MacGyver grabbed a metal pipe and banged it a few times on a fire hydrant to create a magnet strong enough to pick up the metal capsule. Yes, you can create a magnet by hitting a piece of metal while it's aligned with a strong magnetic field. The Earth's magnetic field is not strong enough for this to work, however, and certainly not well enough to pick anything up. He explained the process with some gibberish about ions running to one end of the pipe. I don't know. Scorpion writers seem to take more than a few things from the MacGyver playbook. In episode 19 of season 1, Sylvester is in danger of being overcome by a wildfire while he tries to drag an injured helicopter pilot through the forest.
Got a case. Hikers lost in Angeles National Forest.
I am not going up in that thing.
It's our only choice.
He saves them both by sheltering in a large metal drain pipe with the helicopter door propped over the opening. Sylvester explains, to us and the injured pilot, that since titanium is a poor conductor of heat, they will be safe. While it is very unlikely that a whole helicopter door would be made of pure titanium, I'll leave that aside for now. And titanium is a poor conductor of heat, compared to other metals. All metals are pretty good at conducting heat, though. And then there's the problem of the large window in the door. Heat flows from one object to another in one of three ways: conduction, convection, and or radiation. Conduction requires contact. Convection is the movement of fluids, hot liquids rising, for example, and infrared light can carry tremendous amounts of energy. Wildfires can generate enough infrared energy to cause homes to ignite well in advance of the flames. See the link in the online version of this podcast for more on that. Sylvester and the pilot would likely have been cooked by heat coming through the window of the helicopter door as infrared radiation, though the door might have protected them from convective heating. Exaggerating real science is one thing, making stuff up is another. In the wildfire episode, the Scorpion team is trying to save a group of lost hikers. One of the hikers is a teenage rock hound who wants to keep borosite rocks he's found on the trip. It turns out that Walter will use the boron in the borosite to make green smoke later. Unfortunately, while there is such a mineral, it occurs as small crystals in large chunks of gypsum. There would be only tiny trace amounts of boron in the sample he had. The rock the young man is carrying looks like a lump of an important boron-containing mineral, borax, so I wonder why they thought they had to introduce another mineral to the story. An earlier episode in the season, Plutonium is Forever, alludes to the real long-term storage issue with radioactive waste from nuclear power generation. At the same time, it appears to support a misconception that plutonium is used in nuclear power plants. Uranium is the radioactive element typically used in large-scale commercial power plants, while plutonium has been used in small-scale power for deep space missions like Voyager and Cassini. Teachers who don't want to poke fun at scientific errors could use plot points in a couple of episodes as jumping-off points for conversation about some real science, technology, engineering, and mathematics issues. The reactor episode could also be used to introduce how our understanding of radiation hazards has changed in recent decades, the ongoing recovery of the exclusion zone around Chernobyl in Ukraine, and what happened at Fukushima reactors in Japan have illustrated how much is still to be learned about the impacts of radiation on ecosystems. In addition, I would use the comparative dosage chart Randall Monroe created for his webcomic XKCD, which is linked to in the online version of this column. All in all, Scorpion is not an exemplar of high-quality science content. Teachers may be able to use some scenes to start a conversation about nuclear safety or heat transfer, but may be better off setting students the task of looking for incorrect or exaggerated science.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.
Homeland Security, we're looking for Walter O'Brien.
I ran checks on all of you. Mechanical prodigy, world-class shrink, a human calculator. Brilliant minds working at half capacity. You want to do something meaningful? Here's your chance.